أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما. لئن لم ينتهي المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا. ملعونين أينما ثقفوا وأخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا. سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. صدق الله العظيم. A few ayats before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the law of hijab and parda. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mode how a woman should cover herself when she leaves her home. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ, say to your wives, وَبَنَاتِكْ, and also your daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the women of the believers, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, that they should draw upon themselves their shawls, or they should draw upon themselves their cloaks, or their cloths. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included all the different type of women, beginning from the Azwajul Mu'minain, that is the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and then the daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and each and every believing woman has been included in this, and this shows a great amount of emphasis that there is no exclusion in this rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalabi bihinna, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here, is in actual fact the plural of the word jilbab, which refers to the outer garment that women used to wear in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to be a shawl or a long piece of cloth that they used to draw upon themselves. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنْ, they should draw it over themselves. And hence, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to explain this meaning of the ayah, that it will be a cloth that is placed over the scarf of a woman, that is over her head, and it will come down covering her face, leaving one eye for her to see. And this has been narrated by many amongst the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and the people thereafter amongst the Tabi'een. So this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very specific. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this law upon the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst all the women of this ummah, and hence this becomes a compulsion upon them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَن يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ, this is more likely that they will be recognized and they will not be harmed. They will be recognized as women who are free. They are not slaves, they are not bondswomen, because bondswomen, according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they embraced Islam, then they had some leniency in so far as the covering of the face was concerned. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will not be harmed. In other words, they will not be mocked at, and they will not be harmed by any person that has an evil eye that looks at them with evil intent. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. When we look at the ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals 7 ayats with regards to the hijab and the parada of a woman, and in the hadith we find up to 70 ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining the rules of hijab and explaining the rules of parda. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks with regards to the munafiqeen and those people who were generally from amongst the Yahud that would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would pretend to have accepted Islam and Iman, They will read the Shahada verbally. They will recite the Shahada, but the Shahada is not in their hearts, and there is no Islam and there is no Deen. Now these Yahud and these Munafiqeen used to interfere with the women of Medina Munawwara, giving them a lot of taklif, creating a lot of harm, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed these ayat to them, revealed the ayats to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to them, very serious in his nature because of the magnitude of their fitna and the corruption that they were trying to create in Medina Munawwara, especially amongst the Muslims. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ That if the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those people in whose hearts there is a disease and a sickness of un-Islamically being inclined towards women against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ Those who create rumors and spread rumors, fil madinati, in Madina Munawwara, if they do not desist, lanughriyannaka bihim, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will urge you upon them. In other words, we will incite you upon them, and we will create dominance for you over them. Thumma la yujawirunaka fiha illa qalilan mal'unin. Then they will not be able to neighbor you. In other words, they will not be able to live in the vicinity of Madina Munawwara but for a short period of time. And if they do, mal'uneen, they will remain in a condition in which they will be cursed, because Allah says, أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا, that wherever they will be found, أُخِذُوا, they will be seized, وَقُتِّلُوا تَقْتِيلًا, and they will be killed, all of them. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here signaled a very, very severe warning against them, because of the fitna they had created against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the difficulties they imposed upon the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. The mode of the Quran, the mode of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is generally that in an Islamic country, if non-Muslims have to live there, then we will allow them to live there, we will offer them the deen of Islam. If they accept Islam, alhamdulillah, they will have time to ponder and think about it. If not, then they will pay the jizya, the protective levy and the protective tax, and their blood will be saved. In other words, there will be nobody that will be given the right to harm them or to hurt them, neither them nor their properties. That is the general rule and the general theme of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when they begin to connive and they conspire against Islam, against the Muslims, and in this particular case, against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikiram ridwanullahi ta'ala anhu majma'in, then such is the stern warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatullahi fil ladina khalaw min qabl, that this is the sunnah, this is the habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah that had passed from before, walan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila, and you will not find a change in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whoever interfered with the Nabi of Allah in whichever time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had meted out such punishments, and this will be no exception in Madina Munawwara. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.